Hey guys, welcome back to the Marvin Podcast. Woo! It's been long since I had an episode, man. Yeah, drum roll. Yeah, so today's guest, you can just know she's so excited, you guys. We already had her voice already, so I don't know if I should just give her a very nice introduction. At least she says her name and yeah, welcome in.
Thank you. Give it up. Hey. Hi guys.
Yes.
My name is Mwaka.
Wow.
I am really, really, really excited to be here. I feel like I'm addressing a nation. This is what is called public address. I don't know, but I'm really excited to be here. I'm so happy. I said my name is Mwaka. Yes, Mwaka Veia. It means
the year.
Yes. Wow. I'm a girl.
Wow.
I'm a lady, as you can. I hope my voice can tell.
Of course, it does.
That's me.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, it's such a big honor to be here. Yeah. Let me recognize that and appreciate that, and just take a minute to appreciate that, because it's such a huge thing. Mm-hmm. By the way, I have always listened to people on podcasts, on TED Talks, and
you're wondering.
Yeah, I have, of course, as a girl or as a lady, I have had those thoughts of, hey, maybe one day this will be me or this can be me. Uh-huh. But I never saw that will be this time. So it's such a big thing.
Yes.
And I love you guys first. Let me start there. I love you. Ooh. I love you so much. And I love people. So yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to know each other
as time
more.
Goes by. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Let's hear what we're talking about today. I don't know either.
Mark, I'm so happy to see you today, by the way. Thank you for joining the Maverick Podcast. That was nice of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so today I'm going to play a little game with you. Are you ready for... Do you like games in general?
Games? I love games. Wow.
What kind of games do you like playing? Let's just start from there.
Board games. Mm-hmm. And I don't know which category this is, but... Honestly, guys, I don't know which category this is, but there are these games that you play, maybe what you are about to play, where we say, like, we use words. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether to, I honestly can't categorize that, but never have I ever, games like that. Yeah, those are not board games, maybe, but they're just verbal games.
Not mind games.
Mind games. Yes, and mind games. Yeah. Physical games.
Which...
I have been playing verbally.
Playing verbally, is it a physical game? I thought you'll say something like
it's supposed to be physical, but the action itself has not been there.
Oh, okay.
But this is a new year. Mm-hmm. I intend to be more physical, or more active with myself.
2021.
Yes, 2020. I'm telling you, there's such a vibe in 2021.
Yeah,
that is exactly. Just so there, especially in this March. Mm-hmm. There's just a, I don't know if it's just me, but there's just a vibe of positivity, motivation, inspiration, and honestly, I have been loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hope
the month will go as planned. And
it will. We direct it like that, and we have it.
Yeah, and you guys can see her happiness. I don't know where she gets the happiness from. Maybe she can tell us what's that motivating factor that gives light to all this happiness. I'm just watching her smiling right now. Just a disclaimer, she has the most beautiful smile I've ever seen in the whole world. Seriously. Mwaka.
Thank you.
Who gave you this smile? When did you start smiling?
You know, my mom tells me, this is not me speaking about myself or anything, but my mom tells me that when she gave birth to me, instantly, mm-hmm. I was born smiling.
You were born smiling?
Imagine, she told me that. She told me that, and I will say, I also find myself smiling always. Other times I try, but then I try. Like, I'd catch myself even in photos. Like, I'm just smiling. Yeah. And I'm like, Jane, take, oh, my other name, I'm also called Jane.
Oh, other name is
And I'm like, hey, by the way, you have to stop smiling. But that's me. I appreciate myself. Wow. Thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome. So it's time to find out some few things.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. You're going to play a game. It's called Never Have I Ever.
Oh.
With Mwaka's edition. So, we need to make a drum roll for that before we begin.
Never have I ever.
Yeah, Yeah, so you're the only one who's answering me. I'm just asking questions alone. Yeah. Today is just your day. So,
wow.
We shall begin.
Yes. Okay.
First one.
Yes.
Okay. Never have I ever cheated on a test.
Cheated on a test?
Yeah.
I have cheated.
Don't tell but me.
No. Before I joined campus, I had never cheated on any test.
You never cheated in high school? Like
imagine
KCC?
I never even knew what cheating was.
What?
I never. In my school. Makweni girls big up. We used to read 24/7. So no, okay, not 24/7. Of course, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. But
exactly.
We used to read like everything was real. But now when I joined campus, I won't say the name. But when I joined campus, I got new tricks. But
wow.
I still had the culture in me of reading. But I learned new things and.
Yeah. Yeah, just to know, were you ever caught cheating in campus?
No, I was never caught cheating.
Wow, you guys should get some tips from Mwaka. To never get caught in cheating. All right. Never
have you ever me? Have you cheated by day?
I cheated. I don't know, but I've cheated. I started cheating in primary.
This is a special category.
Yeah, I never cheated again after that.
Okay.
But anyway, it's life.
Yeah, it's life.
Yeah. Never have I ever been kicked out of a bar. Yeah, I didn't need to know this one. I've never been kicked out of a bar.
Wow.
Should we take shots for
yes,
this?
Yes, I have been kicked out of a bar. Shots
for
please.
This first. Whoa. Hey. Oh, my God.
Hey. Yes, I have.
Uh-huh.
I have been kicked out of a bar.
Yeah.
Because it was time.
Oh.
It was time. It was that time. Time's up, guys. Time's up.
I'm talking of like you, like hey.
Ming Rod Ming.
Come here.
No. Yeah. I have not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Right, let's skip that one. Me, I've never been kicked out of a bar.
Ah,
so,
nice. Birds of the same feather flock together.
We're
good. We have fun in a good way.
Exactly. Okay. Never have I ever bet on something.
Bet on something?
Yeah,
no, I have bet on something a number of times. I have.
I've ever betted on something serious, like something, let's say, you bet on, like, what's the most thing? Have you ever bet on that something that you always remember all the time? Something so, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yes. I have bet on myself.
Wow.
I have betted on myself, like, I believe in you, Mwaka.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, when you place a bet, you mm-hmm. you put your complete trust there.
Yeah,
and you,
yeah.
And you're like, anyway, this is it. And if it's not it, you're going down with
you're going
it.
Going down with it.
But Manza, you're going down with it. And there's no turning back and it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are a number of things I have betted on. The mm-hmm. small things and just the normal way of life.
Yeah.
I have, but I will say one that I really, really remember is a bet I had on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, I can do this, and I'm believing in you, girl. You know, that talk that you have in yourself.
Yeah.
I believe in you. So, yes, I have betted on that.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
Yeah.
Wow. So, hey, how's the going?
Shots are fired.
Shots. We're about to go to the juicy parts right now. That was just a test of your questions. Right now, we're going deep.
Deeper, but now you're not telling me about your never have you ever.
I've told you my never have I ever. So I've said the previous one.
Have you made any bet?
Yeah, I usually make
anything.
Bets on SportPesa and gambling.
Ah.
Yeah, so not many have to make money, man. You have to chase the bag.
Maybe I have made a bet on MPS on SportPesa.
You made a bet on SportPesa?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
I know how to do it. I know how to check against the odds.
Hey.
And
so what's the most amount of money I've ever won on SportPesa for the record?
The most I have?
Yeah.
I have won like I think a thousand.
Wow.
Yes,
wow,
I have. Wow. I had even forgotten about that penny.
I'm sure that day was just like, wow, 1,000 shillings.
It was big. It was big. It was major. I loved it. And I
nice.
Felt good. But after that, I lost 50 shillings.
Oh.
I never betted again.
Anyways, it's life. All right, stay for the juicy part. So we have 10 juicy questions, baby.
Wow, 10 juicy questions.
10 juicy questions. Are you prepared?
Okay.
All right, never have I ever gone skinny dipping.
Skinny dipping?
Skinny dipping, yeah.
Oh my God.
I have, personally.
You have?
Yeah. Ha! I have, but not many people.
I haven't.
You haven't?
I haven't.
Wow.
Tell me. I think I don't know if I should ask you now or.
I think that should ask after the podcast.
After the podcast, okay. I'll do that. Definitely do that.
Yeah, but that thing just, it's so like thrilling, man. That thing.
Can you just tell me a bit about it?
It's usually more fun when you're many friends. Just like, mostly you do at night. You can't do it during the day. During the day, it's crazy. So you go to the beach.
Yeah.
Like some Mombasa, you know. And then you guys like stand in a line, mnashikana mikono.
Yeah.
And then all of you just undress, literally completely,
oh my
naked.
God! That is crazy.
You strip down and then you run so fast into the water. And
oh
then
my God.
You go to the water for like a minute, then you guys come back and look for your clothes.
Honestly wish I could own a beach because that sounds fun.
That sounds fun. And when you just go in the water naked with your friends and just start laughing at each other, hey, that thing was insane. But
hey, that's insane. That's mad. That's mad.
Yeah, you should try.
Big up. I will. Yeah. You know, I'm actually planning a trip to coast.
Wow.
I'm planning a trip to coast, I think, 2 weeks from now.
Wow, 2 weeks
planning
from
another
now.
Trip, yeah. So, I think I'll do that.
Nice.
It's on my list. It's on my list.
It's on the bucket list.
And I will... I'll do it.
Yeah, so with the next juicy question, eh?
Yes.
Wow.
However, as you find the question,
yeah.
I have dived into a river naked.
You dived into a river naked?
Yes, like, I have.
Then you stood on the top of the
land. Yes. And a river, and it's in upcountry, not a fancy river or this. No, it's not that. Don't have that picture.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not that beautiful river. It's these home rivers.
Wow.
So, but it was beautiful.
Home rivers, so you put bananas in front, block the water, and then you jump inside.
I have done that the whole day, an entire day.
An entire day?
Yeah.
Tell me you're a kid.
Always a kid at heart. No.
Wow.
Always a kid at heart.
Anyway, so I've found the issue. So let's go. Never have I ever convinced a friend to dump a partner. You girls, you ladies.
Guilty.
Why do ladies always do that?
No, it's called taking care of each other.
No.
Let me just be honest.
If someone is in love with someone else, why won't you let them just continue?
Let me tell you, as a friend, you know, and not just ladies alone. Even it applies to guys.
But mostly it's ladies. 90% it's ladies of the time.
Okay.
Like, why would you do that?
No, it depends on the circumstances. Uh-huh. Maybe as a friend and where you are in that relationship. And honestly, even as a friend, if you're my friend, I would really appreciate if you call me out on my shit and tell me that this guy is not treating you right, you know. Uh-huh. But again, between two people, matters of two people, it's between the two of them. And they're the ones who know why and why their madness happens, you know.
Yeah.
But I won't be your friend and sit and watch you not being happy or, you know.
It's more of happiness.
It's more of me watching out for my girl. Let me just call it like that.
Wow.
You know, because if I know maybe as a guy you're not making her happy and I see it, not just knowing it. I see it and you even show me that. Maybe you come to me, cry to me and tell me this.
Yeah.
Why should I not advise you? Yes, I'll advise you, but it's your decision.
At the end of the day. Yeah. Okay, if advice, that's okay. But telling him, no, achana na ye.
No, I believe that decision should come from the party.
Yeah.
The party, the involved parties.
All right. Never have I ever received a lap dance.
Oh!
Hey! I think there's music for that later on. There's music for that.
I have received a lap dance.
Wow.
I have. Yes. I have given and I have received.
You've given and you've received.
Yes.
Which one is more better? Giving or receiving end? Which one do you prefer?
As a lady.
Yeah.
As a lady, I'm giving because but at the same time receiving, I think both have their kind of joys, you know, because also receiving, this kind of crazy part of receiving, I got it from a girl.
I got it from a girl.
She's just crazy, like, I want to dance on you, and I was like, why not,
you know, and you just sat down and
And I was just enjoying it, and it was nice. So, I think I have.
Yeah, we have received, but I've not given one yet. But receiving is better. I like receiving. Oh, the receiving end is way much interesting
than giving.
Now me, I'm like, how do I even move my waist? Usually, swally. Ladies are the ones who are supposed to move their waist. But you find a guy who can give a lap dance.
There are guys who can wind that waist.
Manze, you go to these movies where you see these guys as strippers and they like have these jeans and then they do like this. You know those guys?
I know them. I can't remember them, but I know them. Yeah. I know them, yeah. Wow. Mm. But have fun. As long as you're having fun, do it.
Yeah. Never have I ever kissed a stranger. Have you?
I have kissed a stranger. Oh. Hey. Okay, the truth is, every kiss starts from a strange person. Everyone is a stranger until you've done something with them.
But
I have kissed a stranger. I have been dared. Like,
Hold on. A disclaimer. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm literally writing here on 1 to 10.
I see you.
Write down how was the kiss.
This guy is asking too.
No, I just want to know how was the kiss on a scale of 1 to 10. Please, just write it.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, first of all, it was not one kiss. It was not one.
Wow.
So, but once one was with a girl, like we're just having a party, that party then. And she was just like, she was dared. Kiss this girl. Mm-hmm. And I was also dared, kiss this person. And it was brief.
Wow, do you feel like she's taking us in circles, guys? Do you feel that vibe? I don't know. Maybe I don't understand.
But it was brief. Uh-huh. That is one description. Because I mean, you can want more, but because it's a dare and you're in front of people, it can't go on. You feel me, guys? It can't go on. And maybe you're loving the vibe. Uh-huh. You really are, but it's brief. So
anyway,
that was that.
That was that. But I've also been dead. Was that supposed to?
We are two here.
Yeah, who hasn't kissed? If you haven't kissed a stranger in this generation, man, I don't understand. Unless you're a priest. So if you're a priest, then you can't kiss a stranger, maybe. But yes, we've kissed a stranger. All right. Have you ever been caught looking at something naughty?
These
questions are from
my
book of questions with Mwaka.
This is a book of wisdom. These questions, where they're coming from.
Hey.
So have I ever been caught looking at something naughty?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm naughty.
Woo! She's ready to answer the question.
So yes, I have. And it was so embarrassing. And it was, you know what I did?
I was
just like, this is life. This is life. You just move on. Mm-hmm. But deep down, I know that I am feeling so embarrassed. And you know, it just stops. There's one thing about that moment that what you're even looking at will just stop. Because now it's uncomfortable, you're guilty, you're feeling there's that guilt, but as long as you are having fun, you keep being naughty.
You guys heard she said she's naughty, so you don't have to go and look for naughtiness elsewhere. I think right now she'll take a shot for
being,
for being naughty. Yeah.
Shots.
Where's your?
Mine is here.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm loving this day. But this guy, honestly, the questions. I love everything. I love this day. This is a beautiful day, by the way. This is a beautiful day.
It's a Friday afternoon.
It's a Friday. You know, imagine. I didn't remember it's a Friday.
It's a Friday afternoon and it's just chilled out. Just the view is awesome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me see this one. Have you ever used the bathroom in darkness?
The bathroom in darkness.
Yes.
That sounds fun. I haven't.
You haven't?
I haven't, imagine. I haven't.
Wow.
In darkness. Like, it's just darkness. No even candles.
Like, maybe you went to the shower and then you maybe electricity like ran out, or it just and then you're in the shower at the moment.
Okay, I have had this scenario where I was having a shower. I was actually enjoying the shower. You see that kind of, I don't know if I'm the only one who has, who can wake up in the middle of the night and just do something random, like just have a shower or just go outside. I love such. So there's a day I have woken up just in the middle of the night, then I had a shower. Then as I was having the shower, lights just went out.
Wow.
So
I
stepped out. It's 3 a.m. First of all, it's too cold.
Yeah.
It's too cold. Let's start
inside
there.
The bathroom, yeah.
It's too cold everywhere. So, and water, and you know, with the electricity being cut, water is not heated.
It's
true. So everything was just off and I just had to step out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me, all the time, man.
I'm imagining it must be crazy. It must be fun.
In fact, when it's cold water, it's more crazy. When it's cold water.
When it's cold water, it's crazy.
When it's cold water, it's more crazy.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a tip. Next time you want to feel so crazy, just turn on the
I'll do
cold
that.
Water.
I think I'll do that tonight.
Oh!
Frisky night!
Friday night. Yeah. Have you ever sexted?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if it's just me, but it's so hard for me to deliver it on a text. But in person, it's, I'm more physical. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but saying it in... it's hard for me to say.
Honestly,
it.
By the way, I find sexting a bit, as you're saying, I find I have done it. I do it. I have done it. I do it. Let me just be honest.
Yeah.
I have done it. I do it. But it's not the real thing.
It's not the real thing.
It's not the real deal. It's not the real deal.
Imagine if it was the real deal. Just imagine that.
Of course, if it was the real deal, it's good. But you can create a reality. Mm-hmm. You know, just you can create a reality. And depending on how adventurous both of you can be.
Yeah.
But still, at the end of the day, however much adventurous you can be, in my opinion, I still don't think it's... It has that much vibe as the real deal, you know. But I have done it. I do it. Uh-huh. I have done it.
All right. This one is more interesting.
Wow. God, it's getting more interesting.
Getting more interesting. And the more interesting it gets, the more shots I take.
Wow.
The more interesting it goes, the more interesting the
shots we take.
All right.
Shots. I'm drinking.
I'm drinking wine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What a podcast this is. Woo! All right. I had to be zapped for this question. never have I ever. Hey!
Yeah.
Hey! Wow. I don't know. Never have I ever had a one-night stand. Hey! I told you guys I had to be zapped for this question.
Oh my God! Who hasn't had a one-night stand? Let me just start there.
Wow. That's how we start this.
Who has not? Have you?
Who has not had a one-night stand?
Exactly.
Who has not?
Exactly. Uh-huh. So I think that answers that question.
We just leave it at that.
It's the way of life. It's the way of life, but I'm not encouraging people.
You don't advocate
for... I'm not advocating. Like, I mean, but it depends on your preferences. Yeah. If you love... Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to respect people's way of life and people's way of doing things. So, I have done that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the future, but at now, maybe I can't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but...
And just to shed more light on that, we don't judge anyone.
Yeah, we don't. This is a free space.
Free space, free game. Not judging anyone, you're just having fun.
No, we're just having fun, by the way.
All right, which brings you back to another question.
Yeah.
Never have I ever been on a dating site. Have you ever gone to a dating site?
Let me tell you. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
This is really interesting because, now that will make me dive a bit deep into my relationship life or my love life, not relationship, my love life. But do you know, as much, this is surprising, baby. This is shocking, even to myself. I have not been on a dating site until end of 2020, I have never.
You've never?
I have never. Imagine I haven't. Okay, though, mm-hmm. I was in a relationship. I have been in a relationship for years. Mm-hmm. So that could be why, you know, yeah, because yeah, if you're with yeah. someone, you won't mm-hmm. go. Mm-hmm. But towards end of last year,
yeah,
when I became single, not because I was searching or anything. I was just like, whether I have never checked this shit out. I have never checked
you
out.
You never tried to explore.
Yeah.
Yeah, never. You've never.
So like... I was like, let me check out what happens in Tinder.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, so what? We swipe here. Yeah. We swipe and we give a match. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know that vibe that Tinder gives you? It gives you people and then just you swipe and it's a match.
It's a match.
You swipe to the left or I can't remember really well, but that's how it goes. Either to the right or to the left and you've had a match or mm-hmm. you've ignored a match.
Yeah.
So, yes, I joined Tinder. I joined Tinder late last year.
Uh-huh.
I started checking out what happens in Tinder, but yeah, I think I deleted the app.
Wow. Did you delete it last year or this year?
I think this year, not last year.
So you had it going...
I think this year. Yeah, this year.
Wow.
Because I noticed that I wasn't really there. So
you're not so really swiping?
No, I wasn't swiping. I was just there to check out what happens. But that is the reason I was there. I wasn't yeah. checking. I was checking what happens. And of course, just checking and just
yeah,
seeing.
Just checking.
This
just
good
checking.
News.
But anyway, yeah. It's a good experience. It's good to try
it
things.
It is. But it's good. Honestly, when I was checking there, I was just checking to try, you mm-hmm. know. And try. Mm-hmm. Better you try and realize that this is not yeah. your thing, you know. Because mm-hmm. for me, I realized this is not my thing. So I just checked.
Wow.
But if I never tried, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Never have I ever said I love you to someone.
No, I have done that. I do that every day. I love you,
you
Kevin.
Every...
I oh. love you so much. Ooh. I do that every day.
Wow. Did you hear that? You guys have been saying I'm not being loved by people.
Ah.
You see, this beautiful girl loves me. You guys, you need to stop the hate, man. I wish you could repeat those words to us again.
No, I think love for me is a big, big thing.
Yeah.
Love, either not even categorizing love, by the mm-hmm. way. Not mm-hmm. categorizing that I love in this capacity or in this
yeah.
capacity, but just love in its
purest form. Don't
yeah.
say I love you as a...
No.
I love you, man.
I love you.
That's
and
it.
I mean, guys, by the way, people should normalize telling each other they love each other. Whether we are friends, but it's so beautiful and it brings that togetherness. Normalize telling people you love them because you're not even here forever.
Yeah.
This
is the only place you'll be able to love them.
Yeah,
there's
so,
no any other world you'll get a chance to love them again.
Yeah. When you have the chance, do it.
Just do it. Say, hey, ma'am, I love you so much and have a good morning. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I think her day will be different from the other day. Because,
I think also that's why I laugh a lot, because I say that a lot. Or I smile a lot. I say that a lot.
Yeah.
I love. I'm a big lover of love.
Wow, that's nice. Today I'm challenged. I'm going to call all my brothers and tell them I love them so much. Yeah. So,
okay.
Well, I think another shot will do.
Another shot for the questions before.
It's been a very fairing round, man.
Woo!
That round has been insane. We need... We need some. I think we need some re-energization.
Let's pour it up.
Re-energize.
Guys, I'm loving this time, baby. I should just mention I'm having a blast here.
Wow. Yeah.
I never knew this is how it feels.
The Maverick Podcast.
It really feels good. It really feels good.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying at home or wherever
you're listening us from. This is another one. Almost the same to the one I asked you earlier. Never have I ever said I love you without meaning it. Have you ever told someone I love you, but deep down you know, nah. Have you? Waka is giving us the good time.
That's a deep question.
Wow.
Okay, as I had said,
mm-hmm.
I'm a big lover of love.
Yeah.
So, for me, it has to mean something when I say it. So, I have caught myself
mm-hmm.
telling someone I love them telling someone I love them. Not because I really, really mean it. Yes, I love them, but not because I intended to tell them I love them.
Okay.
But I intended to say it because I wanted to make them feel good.
Wow.
You know, wow. But lately I have been realizing that other times it's important and necessary to look at not only the action, but where is the action coming from? You see, because yes, I said I love you, but where is it coming from? It's not coming from a point that I felt that I needed to say that, but it's coming from a point of I have said it to make that person feel good.
Yeah.
So, yes, but I haven't said it because I don't mean it. Uh-huh. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Me, that's a bit sensitive for me today on the Maverick podcast. So, I know my viewers have been listening. I've been saying so much lately. Pansy. So, I think that one I'll pass for today. I know there's someone in Germany and
No, France. This guy has said it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Anyways, love is love.
Love is love.
Yeah. Have you ever brought someone home to meet your parents?
Yes. My friends. I love you guys.
Oh, I had to wake up for that.
I have.
You have?
Yeah, I have. My friends, my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend? Have you ever introduced him to like, hey, mom?
Yeah, actually, not even my mom alone. Even my extended family.
Your extended family.
I think I'm one person who is so open, but even to my extended family, I have. They know, I have.
Okay. Me, I've never.
You've never? Parents, why? Why? Tell us why.
My family, maybe friends. Yeah. But someone, a girl, I don't want maybe then things go south and then I hurt so many people's feelings. You know, when you tell a mom, hey, you know.
Because on guys, people get attached.
Yeah, on guys it's so different from ladies. You know, when you're a guy, you take a lady to your mom. Mom is like, Mahanoyo, that's Kiloya by day for girl.
Mahanoyo.
Yeah. Meletam Stana.
Married to a Luya.
Woo! The Luya people in the house.
Yeah.
We're the best husbands in the country by this so far. So you guys, I will advise you guys to look for Luya guys. Luya men are the best.
Yeah, he's a good man. He's a good man. I'm looking at him and I'm telling you guys, single ladies.
Wow.
Single ladies.
All around the world.
He's the best guy.
Yeah. And she's still, I'm so in love. I didn't miss out what I was supposed to say. What am I?
You were asking questions.
Yeah. No. I mean, recently, what I was supposed to react to. Anyway.
Guys, this is serious.
That's how it's always on the Maverick podcast.
No, but you were telling us more of yourself.
Yeah, parents.
Taking
a girl home is a big deal for me, man.
That's okay. It also means a lot.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't even take everyone home. So if someone has that value.
But when I was in high school, this girl who came to visit my mom, she really wanted to be my wife at the time. She was stalking me. She came to see my mom and she's like, yeah, mom, napenda mtoto wako. And then my mom's like, yeah, karibu, karibu.
That girl was confident.
Hey, that girl was, and she was my neighbor, so she had to find her way home. So I'm not saying that.
I hope you're still friends.
I don't know what happened, but the apocalypse happened, so.
Life.
Have you ever flirted with someone when you knew he or she was taken? Hey! A shot before we answer.
Sips Jean. Well, as a human being, when someone is taken, I want to say no, but I have, and not, I have, let me not say anything else, but I have, you know, flirting feels good.
Let's just be honest.
Flirting feels really, really,
feeling
really good.
A bit.
There's that flirting that feels good. I would advocate for, even if you're in a relationship, flirt with your person once in a while. Atakama, this person I already, in Swahili we say, ashaingia box.
Ingia box.
No, atakama we say, atakama it's that. keep on flirting with this person to keep things alive. So, I have flirted.
So, I'm going to get a book and then you're like,
and just that. Now you have the, you have it and that's that.
You have to make it more interesting.
No, So, yes, I have flirted.
Wow. Okay. Flirting happens all the time. So.
Yeah, it happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Have you ever spied on an ex online?
Ah, definitely.
Woo! Guys,
definitely! Please bring it on! But guys, who has not? Who has not? No, let's just be real. Let's just be honest. Let's just call a spade a spade. You can't miss that. There's just that
attachment,
that jig that comes with it, and you just want to check. You know, yes, you're independent. You're like, I don't want anything to do with this guy for me. I don't want to do with this anything to do with this guy. But I, as a human being, I think these are human factors.
It's a human factor.
It's a human factor. Sindio, think it is. But it's fun. It's also fun.
It's fun flirting. It's fun flirting.
Yeah, it is, baby. It is, and also, but I think it just makes you. It boosts your pride or your ego or you loving yourself more because you feel a good vibe. No, so flirting is an everyday life. So.
Wow. Yep. 3 questions left. Interesting questions. First of all,
Light it up.
Our guest will do us the honors today.
I should be coming here this every day.
Every Friday,
I should be here and
the Maverick Podcast
and light this up because, I'm loving this life here and there's so much good that's happening here.
Wow. Never have I ever hooked up with someone I met online.
Can you take a shot for that?
I just took mine, baby. Wait, so it's your turn.
Have I ever hooked up
with someone?
First of all, online is the new.
Is the new
meeting site or the new place to be?
Wow.
The place to be.
Uh-huh.
So, can I shock you?
Shock me. Shock us.
Let me shock you guys. And I want you guys to look at this differently. Maybe if you've had a fixed perspective, just be flexible.
Yeah.
My current boyfriend, my man.
Yeah.
We met online.
Mm.
Yeah, we met online. And so I will say that before him, I will say I had never met with anyone online. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've made friends online. Have made friends, like people we just talk online, we've never met.
Yeah.
Or we've not met in our first meeting was not on a different platform. But for the first time in my life or with my man, we met online. And let me tell you, it's been such a beautiful journey. Wow. I out of that I believe that it's not how you're meeting, but how you're connecting, how connected you are. So for me, I haven't felt any incapacitated. I haven't felt any, I've actually felt even more than complete. So, I have met someone online.
Ooh.
And, yeah.
That was nice.
Anyone online?
Yeah, I do. In fact, yeah.
Every day.
But every day
you can meet people online because you're interacting with people and it's good.
I'll say I've met so many friends online, so many of them. So I'm an extrovert. I feed off people's energies. So I just dive in and dive deep and ask him, hey man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I've made so many friendships with so many people online. Yeah. I would say, but when it comes to dating, I don't know. I'm a guy who usually likes to connect in terms of like I see you walking, I approach you, I say hi to you. That first impression, I talk to you, see me, I look at you. But I wouldn't say online is bad. Many people have been happy in online relationships. That's right.
Yeah, it is.
It works for anyone.
But they honestly,
it works for, the most important thing is if you guys can connect.
Let me tell you, connection is there. Connection is the thing. Because you can even meet physically and that connection is not there.
They're very true. Very
so
true.
I wouldn't love a world where people think that you have to meet in a specific way so that you can be. Honestly, even speaking, if I can just say this, mm-hmm. I think even for a soul tie, a soulmate, you know, for a soulmate or someone, this is a person you never even know. You never even anticipate meeting them.
Exactly.
And you meet them in the most awkward, most awkward places, you know. And online is one of those awkward places.
Yeah.
But honestly, there's a good, because like right now we are communicating, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
So don't look at how you're meeting, but look at the connection. What connection am I getting out of this connection or this relation?
Wow. It's been a ride on the Maverick podcast, you Ooh. Guys. It's been a ride.
Good one. Woo. Goody, goody, goody.
So many questions, so many people answered, so many, we've shared a lot.
Yeah, we have.
Guys, comment below. She's the best guest I've had on the Maverick podcast.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow, guy, that's literally. Such an honor.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be on this honor. Podcast. We're just going to do another podcast again with her. So we'll wind up this one for Never Have I Ever. And we'll join us on the next one.
It's ended. Yeah. Too soon.
Too soon. But you're starting another one.
Okay,
right
okay,
now.
Okay, okay. I'm patient.
Yeah,
I'm patient,
yeah, yeah,
guys.
Yeah, she is. Mm. Any remarks you want to make about the game and podcast?
Okay, first of all, imagine as crazy as this might sound, I haven't played Never Have I Ever before.
Ooh, wow.
Imagine. Yay!
First time. That's a tick on the... That's a tick.
I have known the game.
Yeah.
Like, I have known Never Have I Ever. Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah. I have been to parties or I have been to places where you can play such games. Mm-hmm. But I haven't... I have played other games, but I haven't played Never Have I Ever. I have known
wow.
it. So, it's such an honor for me to play it today. Yeah. And with Kevin, like... It's such a great, great honor. So... I do wish you guys a good, good Friday.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy yourself. Remember, keep smiling, keep shining.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Remember every time you're a winner and just live life.
Live
you know,
life.
Just live life. Don't complicate life.
Woo! Maverick Podcast. Thank you, guys. Woo!
Woo!
I don't know how to close this up, but I'm excited and like, share this podcast to many people and I'll be happy. Right? Yep. See you out. Ciao.
Ciao, guys. Love you. Ooh.